You know, this really is a transition time of the year, but not just for the students, for the parents and for teachers and school staff, too.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, this is the time of year where all of us sort of reset on our routines. We're just talking about that wonderful fall weather we've got right now. And so it's a good reminder to all of us that it's time to kind of settle in and get ready for the months ahead. All of us are, as we're making our morning commutes, we're remembering, oh, there's school buses on the road now. We need a little bit more time in the morning. So at Teach for America, we support our teachers across the state of North Carolina. And as we're getting into the groove and into those routines, our word to the wise, word to parents, is to start off on a strong foot in building your relationships with your teachers and with the administrators in your school building. It's a great opportunity this week to reach out and offer support, start to figure out the messaging apps and Infinite Campus where you can get all of your information, and really just start to build that strong relationship and support around your student.
And I think, you know, this is particularly critical. It's really critical for everybody going back to school, but particularly for those kids who are transitioning from elementary to middle school or middle school to high school or just moving from one school to another.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, those are big moments. You know, you reset some. I was a kid who moved around a little bit growing up as the daughter of a United Methodist minister. And so we did have to move into new communities. And so I think some of the things to consider are really pacing yourself as you take on those, really any back to school time, but definitely when you're making those bigger transitions. My kids, myself, I have two elementary schoolers. We have not made the jump yet to a middle school, but I do remember the kindergarten year as you reset and you figure out how your new family structure and life is going to work around that. We really would encourage you to pace yourself, you know, have early bedtimes, plan for balanced meals at this, you know, back to school time. I think about this weekend coming up. If there are plans on the schedule for the weekend, you may dial some of those back a little bit as your kids and you as parents, you know, and family members adjust to these new routines that we've been in this week. So, yeah, I think really holding the moment and recognizing how big of a transition that is, especially for a kiddo to take on just a different set of people, a different building, and those different routines.
And most of the public schools in North Carolina, I believe, started this week for the traditional calendars. But there are a few that probably will be starting next week after Labor Day, which used to be the traditional start of school for so many people. And now, we also have the year-round schools that are very popular in all the rotating schedules. Does all of that make it even more difficult for parents to be in a frame of mind to start a new school year?
Yeah, I do think, yeah, the way the calendar works is different now. We have 1.5 million students in public schools across North Carolina. And as you mentioned, my kids go to a year-round school. So we started back in mid-July. I do see the vast majority of my friends are still doing their back-to-school Facebook posts of their kids on their front stoop this week. And people are always a little bit surprised when we do ours in mid-July. But I think also just the way that we orient as a world, as a nation, and just like the constant 24/7 of the way we live now, it's hard to remember to take a pause, to take a beat and really use a moment like this to reset with your family. So I do think that does make it a little bit more challenging, but I know for our teachers, they really plan for this time of year. It is the moment to build your classroom culture, build your connection with your students and with the families again, and to set up great, you know, community rhythms and routines for the year ahead. And so they leverage this moment as a chance to, even if they are moving up with the same set of students or, you know, have a student they've had before, this is a good moment for them to really rebuild and reconnect.
A little bit earlier this morning, we were talking with State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Mo Green, and we were talking about the fact that teachers, they really do like getting input from parents, too.
They do, yes. I mean, you can imagine the difficulty of talking into a vacuum, not hearing back what's working, and they get your student for a part of the day. You have your child at home for part of the day, but this opportunity to make a cohesive experience and to really connect with one another is a chance for the students' experience to be better, for the learning to be accelerated, and really just for the child to thrive, because it is a child is a whole person, and so their experience in school is not separate from their experience at home. It's just in a different place with a different set of adults. And so I'm glad to hear that you talked to Superintendent Green. He has just unveiled his plan, and we're really excited about specifically his pillar around revering educators and just the moment that we have as a community and a society to make sure that we are celebrating this incredible profession and these people who really accept this calling and this responsibility. And so we are right behind him on that one, especially.
And as a matter of fact, he has the eight pillars, and that was pillar number two that he talked about, revering public school educators. And Elizabeth, at this time of year, this really is the time when students have a clean slate. So it's a good time to develop those good relationships with their teachers.
Yeah, they have a chance to start fresh, and they have a chance to try on new things, build their own identity. You know, I mean, I think about my first grader has just announced to us that he wanted to try a new activity and a new sport. And I think it's because he's in that back to school spirit and getting to do new things. And so, I think for students, they get to set themselves up at this time of year for a great year ahead and to set goals for themselves. And I think that's a big thing I'm hearing a lot in the education ecosystem is really positioning our students as the ones who can set their own goals. And even our littlest learners, they know what they want to be true. And it's a smaller slice than what a senior in high school is going to share with you. But this is a good chance for them to think about, you know, by winter break, I want this to be true. And by the end of the school year, I want to have learned X, Y, Z. So lots of teachers are implementing that across the state this week, I bet, goal setting exercises.
Well, Elizabeth, we hope that you and your kids have the best school year ever. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.